各位弟兄姊妹，大家平安。
Peace to you all。
很高兴今天能够在大家当中一同的聚会。
I'm very happy that we can gather here together。
当然，大家知道今天是一个特别的日子，每一年在这个时候，复活节普天下奉主名聚集的众教会都知道，这是在我们信仰一个决定性的日子。
As you all know, today is a very special day that we celebrate this special day around the world for this is a very critical moment of our faith.
如果没有这一天呢，根本就没有基督教的存在的任何可能。
If there is no resurrection, there won't be any Christianity.
也不会造成在罗马帝国在基督徒宣讲200年以后整个帝国整个翻转过来。
And it won't turn around the entire Roman empire.
只有这一个耶稣复活的这件事情震撼到人连命都不在乎的情况之下。
Only after a dramatic resurrection of Jesus, it turns into a turning point of history.
只是呢，人对于复活这件事情，不见得是同样看法。
And however, not all have the same reaction to the event of resurrection.
差不多在15年前，我在北京的时候。
About 15 years ago, when I was in Beijing.
我有一家的认识的朋友，他们不是基督徒，他们是军方的。
I happen to know a family who is not Christian, and however, they belong to a military official.
他们是高检反贪局的这个重要的干部。
They are the official for the Anti-Corruption Bureau.
他们夫妇呢，趁着一个机会把我带到北戴河，就是中央领导。在也有些时候在那边开高峰会，但是那个时候已经不开会了，所以他们有机会把我带进去啊，去个2天1夜。
So it happened that they brought me to a summit meeting place, close to Beijing, where usually the high officials will hold high summit meeting there. However, during the break.They brought me to that place.
在这样一种的氛围中间，在一个很很高端、很隐秘的这个场所，他们问我一个他在外面平常不敢问的问题。
In a very high security and hidden atmosphere, they ask me a question they don't dare to ask outside of the such setting. They ask me.Pastor Chao? What I have seen on TV, that those foreigners, the Westerners on TV, whenever they are in funeral, How come they don't behave the same as us Chinese? We weep so horribly.
我就跟他说，因为他们有2000年基督教文化对于死亡的看法，跟我们老中是不一样。
And I answer, for the Westerners, they have a culture of 2,000 years. Because of the Christianity, they have a different understanding about that compared to us Chinese.
所以我想，这些事情是我们东西何等的不一样，我从来都没想过，如果他不是他问，我从来都没想过这个问题。
Because he posed this question, and I realized this is a drastic difference between East and West.Which I have never thought about.
好，我们今天就来看一下，我们今天跟大家分享的经文。好，今天的圣经都是从约翰福音里面出来的。
So today I'm going to share a message. The passage are all from the Gospel of John.
11章跟12章呢，他们中间是连贯的发生的顺序。
Chapter 11 and 12, a sequence of events happened, which have been recorded here.
那第五章呢，讲的呢，就是耶稣先预告这些事情会发生。
And chapter 5 is the words that foretold by Jesus of what was about to come.
好，所以我们来看一下，到底在这个圣经里面，让我们看见的复活，一般传统的这个复活节啊，我想大家都会谈论耶稣基督的受难跟复活。
Traditionally, during a Resurrection Sunday, Easter Sunday, the sermon, the pulpit usually will confess the passage of the resurrection of Jesus.
但是我想今天从另外一个复活的事件来帮助我们从另外一个角度来看复活。
And however, I would like to bring all of us to view resurrection from another incident.
好，在开始的时候，我想有个祷告。
So why don't we pray before we begin?
主，我们现在来到你面前，因为是复活的主，现在求主的圣灵在我们现场运行，让我们的心眼得开，让我们真知道从心灵知道你活着。主，因为人的话语有尽，但是上帝你的作为使得人从灵里面知道你的仆人等一下所宣讲的是真实的。
And Lord, you are the resurrection Lord. May your spirit be with us and freely move in the midst of us. So the message I'm about to deliver is truly from you.
谢谢主，奉主耶稣的名祷告。
Thank you, Lord, in the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. Thank you, Lord, in the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
好，今天这个事件是发生在耶稣那个时代。
The incident happened at the time of Jesus.
大家可以看到，这个发生的地点在耶路撒冷附近，大约几里路的地方，一个地方叫做伯大尼。
As you can tell, the place it happened to a village which is very close to Jerusalem, just a couple miles away. The village is called Bethany. There will be a few characters happen in the story in the location of village of Bethany.
In the location of village of Bethany.
好，这个主角叫拉撒路，还有呢他的两个姐姐马大跟玛利亚。
So the main character, his name is Lazarus, and also his two sisters, Martha and Mary.
还有一些对于他的事件去报告耶稣的仆人，还有在附近所有的见证者啊，就是大体上就是时间。人物大约就是如此。
So they are also including a messenger and several disciples and many Jews. So we have tell you the background of the time, place, and people.
好，那我们请大家一起攻读这段圣经，用中英文都可以。
So why don't we read this passage together, either in Chinese or in English? Go ahead.
有一个患病的人叫拉撒路。好，我们就看，就是有个事件生病啊。
So the incident is someone is very ill. All of us face sickness.
好，这里面就讲到，这一家人生病的是弟弟，叫拉撒路。
The one who is sick in this family, his name is Lazarus. He's a brother.
他有两个姐姐，一个是玛利亚，马大跟玛利亚。
He has two sisters, Martha and Mary.
那当这个拉撒路病的严重的时候，他们的想到的一件事情，第一件事情就赶快派人去找爱他们的耶稣。
When the brother is very sick, the sister had one thing in their mind, is to find Jesus.
这很自然，
It's very natural.
他们知道耶稣在那个时候当时行了非常多的神迹。
For they knew that Jesus had performed many miracles at the time.
好像在圣经上面没有记载一个例外说耶稣不能医的。
It seems like there is no exception that Jesus couldn't heal any person he encountered.
好，那这个很自然的，然后发生了什么事呢？
And then what happened?
在这边特别提到说，请人告诉耶稣说，你所爱的人病了。
So they sent a messenger to Jesus and told him, Lord, the one you love is sick.
他们非常有信心，知道自己的家人，自己就是耶稣所爱的。
And they are very sure they themselves, their family member, are loved by Jesus.
他们也知道应该这句话，耶稣 get it.
And they surely believe that Jesus got idea was the message he sent.
不需要再说第二句话了。
There is no reason to add any more words to it.
也不需要指名道姓。
They don't even need to tell Jesus what to do or who are people involved.
好，然后接着看发生了什么事。
And let's see what happened afterwards.
这个 messenger 呢，传信息的就告诉了耶稣，耶稣在另外一个地方。
So Jesus was in another location, and the messenger sent a message to Jesus.
耶稣听见了。
And Jesus heard.
那他叫他们回去，他说放心。
And Jesus sent a messenger back, say, "Well, just relax."
跟他们讲
，just told them, just tell them,
不会死的。
He won't die.
啊，这个呢是有原因的。
And there's a reason for it.
他的这事情呢会让上帝的儿子得到荣耀的。
For this, that this will be event, so God's son may be glorified.
不知道像不像诸葛亮一样，那个空城计，他拿个扇子，哦，死了 ，OK。
It's like a well-known strategist of China. Once he faces any trouble, he says, "Well, it's fine. Everything is well."
他不是说死了，他说不会死的。
And Jesus said, "Well, he won't die."
然后他听见拉撒路病了。
So once he had heard that Lazarus is sick,
他的反应跟我们做爸爸妈妈的不一样。
And his response is very different from us parents.
也跟做丈夫做妻子的不同啊。
And the response is different from us husband or wife.
现在我太太周师母，她眼睛已经是几乎是失明了。最近
my wife recently she is suffering eye illness. That one of her eyes is losing her eyesight.
我们都有很多的心焦啊。
And we have a lot of anxiety.
或者赶快 take action 啊。
And we want to do take action right away.
我在这个情况中间就想这句话。
And while I was in such circumstance, this word gave me some reminding.
就是有的时候我看到祷告上帝神迹马上就出来。
And sometimes because I have seen God work in the immediate moment.
有的时候我觉得他老人家做事这么慢。
And sometimes I feel he's been tardy, and he is doing things so slowly.
我说快一点好吗？
And I want to hasten God, say, could you do it faster?
已经很可怜了，我难道我不可怜吗？
We are so pitiful, why don't you show some mercy?
只是这段圣经啊，里面包含了上帝全然的智慧。
And however, in this passage, it covers the almighty wisdom of God.
他就偏偏慢下来。
It is his will, he slowed down.
这就是我们人在这一生中间对于上帝很多的作为我们的心里面的一种 mixed feeling.
And this created mixed feeling for his believers on this earth.
好，接着，但是要让我们把故事看完。
However, we must finish the story here.
这也就是我们的人生有的时候还需要一点时间把人生的路程走完。
And which means sometimes we need some time in order to, in our lives, in order to conclude the way we have lived on this earth.
它有它的原因的。
There's a reason behind everything.
那然后跟过了两天以后，他说：“哎，啊，我们现在开始去走了，去。”
After a couple of days, Jesus said to his disciple, "Well, now this is the time. Let us go back to Judea."
当然，那个时候有一些对他很不安全、很不友善的氛围在那个附近。
Of course, the situation is antagonistic to Jesus at the time.
所以他们的门徒说：“哎，现在。”很危险，你现在还要往那边去吗？
And therefore, his disciples start to warn Jesus, "This is not a good time to go. You may be in danger if you go back."
他两天以前不去。
And they wonder how come he didn't go back 2 days ago.
现在要去，人家跟他说很危险。
And now he wanted to go back, and other people start to warn him that this is a dangerous zone that you shouldn't go.
他就说，哎，时间不多了。趁着还在的时候，我要让世界上的人看到有盼望。
And Jesus replied, "There won't be much time left. I need to seize the moment in order for other people to have hope on this earth."
他说白天有十二个小时嘛，人在白天走路就不至于跌倒，因为看见这世上的光。
And Jesus answered, "Are there not 12 hours of daylight? Anyone who walks in daylight will not stumble, for they see by this world's light."
这个是耶稣真的做事情真的令人费解。
And the way Jesus did things is so unpredictable by his disciples.
他说如果在晚上走就必跌倒，因为没有光。
And Jesus say, "If you walk at night, we may stumble, for there is no light."
他很多时候他讲的话又很明白，又让人听了不明。
And sometimes the word he said is so clear and yet make people puzzle.
听了连傻瓜都听得懂。
The word is so plain that even a retarded person can understand.
可是连智慧人都想个老半天都不懂。
And yet, people who are wise couldn't comprehend.
啊，真有意思。
It's so interesting.
那跟从他的时候也这挺复杂的。
So it's such a complex feeling of following Jesus.
啊，你知道基督徒跟从他也是有一些困难。
You know, we Christians, when we follow him, we also face difficulties.
又知道他是真的。
And on one hand, we know he is the true God.
又不能完全把他搞懂。
And yet we couldn't comprehend him.
有的时候觉得他老人家做事情太慢。
And sometimes we think he's so slow.
有的时候他做了以后你又吓一跳。
And sometimes he will surprise us.
哎呀，这个真是比外面任何的游乐场都还刺激。
And so exciting is more exciting than any of the theme park.
然后他就，然后耶稣就跟他们说了。
Then Jesus said to them,
他说，我们现在去那个拉萨路睡老半天，我们就把他叫起来吧。
And he said to them, "Well, it's time to wake our friend Lazarus up. He has been sleeping for so long."
Okay, 那他们这个听见的说，哦，那哦，如果他睡了呢？多睡一觉，有人睡24小时，36小时睡了醒来了，好了，那已经好了嘛。那但是耶稣。他说这个话是说他已经死了。
So his disciples respond, "Well, if he's sleeping, doesn't matter. We go now or later since he's sleeping. It's no big deal." And yet Jesus was saying that, referring to his death.
这个耶稣真的是很奇怪。
So Jesus is very intriguing person.
他到底讲的是不是人话？
Is he talking about human language?
他用这个人话告诉我们说他睡了，结果圣经上面告诉我们，其实这个人是死了。
So through his word, he was saying this person was sleeping, and yet the scripture tells us actually this person died.
这个圣经讲的是 人的 看见的事实说这个说话的同时那个拉撒路已经死了。
So the description from the scripture is from human point of view describing Lazarus was indeed dead at the time.
但是耶稣告诉他们的让他们有一个错误的印象以为他就是睡着了到时候睡醒了睡一觉病就好了。
And yet Jesus seemed to give them a wrong impression, let them thinking Lazarus was actually sleeping.And once we wake him up, he will be all right. So I'm going to ask you a question.
到底哪一个才是真实的状况?
So which one is reflecting the fact at the time?
从我们的角度,从医生的角度,他确实死了。
From our human point of view or from physician point of view, indeed Lazarus died.
对上帝的角度, it's no big deal.
And however, from God's point of view, it is no big deal.
因为他的灵魂只是在一个状态,到时候叫他起来就起来了。
Because his spirit is only in a state of dormant and can be wakened up anytime.
耶稣也没有说谎话。
Jesus did not lie.
耶稣也没有办法在那个时候让那些门徒完全了解他在说什么。
And Jesus couldn't help his disciple to truly comprehend what he was talking about.
有一些真理啊，就是告诉我们，跟我们大家讲了一百遍，我们都不会完全了解。
Some of the truths even being repeated 100 times to us that we couldn't still couldn't understand.
但是给你经历一次以后，就知道说，哦，原来这句话是这个意思。
And however, if you can only experience once, then you will understand this very word.
所以这个信仰不但是 correct 或 true.
And therefore, our faith does not based upon whether the word is based on the fact or not.
这还必须是 real, 就是必须可经历性。
So it's not only based on truth, but also need to be a real experience.
所以这个信仰才这个上帝才叫又真又活的上帝。
And therefore we say this God is true and living God.
所以他必须要让他们亲身去体会走过这个 journey, 然后那个 understanding 对耶稣的了解才会深深在他里面，他才会成为一个主观性的说 this is true.
And therefore Jesus purposely would like to lead them to go through this journey in order to, for them to experience it and understand this is the truth.
所以现在我们只是他走路走到一半、哦、因为这个后面那一半必须要经过那跟他很亲近的人才会真正的更进一步了解他在说什么。
And therefore the story here is only half of the journey, and only until the later half, his disciples will understand what Jesus was talking about.
好了，耶稣就跟他们讲了。
And later on, Jesus tell them.
他知道他们听不懂。
Jesus knew that they couldn't understand.
但他开始讲一些人话了。
And Jesus started to saying things understandable to human.
然后说他死了吧。
And Jesus said, yes, indeed, he's dead.
他死在那边死了。
Yeah, he's already dead over there.
但我他死的时候我在没有在旁边我就是蛮高兴。
And actually, I'm not sad. I'm actually happy that I was not next to him where he died.
这次其实这个机会蛮不错的。
And actually, this is a good opportunity.
其实我这么做呢其实是跟你们有关系。
And actually, the reason why I purposely set this up is actually for your good.
因为这样的话呢你们就可以真的去相信。
So that you can truly believe.
然后 let's go, 我们现在走吧。
And now is the time, let's go.
这中间有一咖这个怪咖叫做 Thomas。
And then in the midst of this, there is a very strange character. His name is Thomas.
他已经被他搞死了。
And Thomas was so confused by Jesus.
刚开始两天前有人说这个人死了。
And because 2 days ago there was someone who sent a message to say that Lazarus has died.
然后耶稣就说、啊、我们继续再住两天。
And yet Jesus said, well, that's stayed over for 2 more days.
然后两天以后说 let's go.
And after 2 days, Jesus said, let's go.
然后人家说你的路上人家会杀你。
And then people say, well, Jesus, you could be put yourself in danger for people who may want like to kill you if you go to that area.
他说哎呀趁着有时间就赶快去吧。
And Jesus said, well, since we have time, let's seize the moment and go.
那等一下去把他叫醒就好了。
And once we go, we will wake Lazarus up.
哦他们说哦那他没病他等一下醒过来那很好啊。
And all the listeners think, well, then he's not dead, then everything is fine, then Jesus.
然后耶稣说其实他死了。
And Jesus turned around and said, well, actually he's dead.
然后呢刚好我们都不在那边这多好呢。
And Jesus said, well, it is good that we weren't there at the time.
然后其实是为你们的缘故啊。
And for all of this, it's for your good.
这是跟我什么关系啊。
And all of a sudden, they ask themselves, has anything to do with us?
他到底死了没有啊？
Is he dead or not?
他说我这样子画的，你们才能够相信。
And Jesus said, because this, then you can believe.
好 ，let's go.
And Jesus said, then let's go.
所以呢 ，Thomas 说。
And therefore, Thomas said,
let's go.
Let's go
to death.
To die together. And Thomas,
哎呦，这整死人了，死吧，算了，一起死吧。
And Thomas was so confused, and therefore said to Jesus, "Well, if he died, and let's all die together."
然后他说他死了。
And then he said he's dead.
然后你们也是为你们的缘故。
And Jesus says, "It's all because of you."
然后他说他死了，还把我们拉进去，那就一起死吧，算了。
And Thomas said, "Well, what does he?" His death has anything to do with us. Well, if that's the case, let's all die together then.
Hey, Christians.
Hey, pay attention, Christians.
跟从耶稣。
When you follow Jesus,
死就死了。
Then, if the way is death, let's die.
有的时候这个信心就是这样。
And sometimes that's how faith goes.
没有办法完全搞清楚。
That you couldn't really comprehend.
你只有想我跟从这个人。
That all you can think about that you are following this one.
他说的一定对。
Whatever he say must be right.
但是他说的很多事情我们是搞不懂。
And however, many things he said that we couldn't comprehend.
就像我们的小孩子跟爸妈。
Just like how our children speak to us.
孩子赶快走。
And sometimes we say to our children, hey, that's good, boys, girls.
Why?
And the children shouted, why?
就不要啰嗦，你赶快上车。
Or just be quiet, get on the car.
吵了吵了。
And they start to get rowdy in the car.
好，要相信爸爸。
And yet, we just need to trust in our parents.
它有原因的。
There must be a reason behind.
我们小的时候搞不懂。
And a lot of times, when we were young, we couldn't comprehend.
那不按照我们的 agenda.
Because the parents didn't follow our agenda.
哦，所以我们来看一下。
And therefore, let's pay attention here.
主啊，你所爱的人病了。
The word was said, Lord, the one you love is sick.
他说这个病啊，不至于死。
And Jesus said, this sickness will not end in death.
但是又说耶拉撒路死了。
And yet, at the same time, Lazarus is dead.
I'm so glad.
And Jesus said, I'm so glad.
I wasn't there.
我不在那里。
他其实他是睡了。
And actually, he's sleeping.
然后就把他叫起来。
I'm going there to wake him up.
那圣经又告诉我们，这个就是死。
And then the Bible described that this is in fact he is dead.
真是这个，上帝真奇妙。
And this is amazing God.
对，我们知道他到底死了是活了。
So we ask ourselves, is he dead or alive?
其实这就是看死。从什么角度去看
？And we need to understand this from the perspective, a different perspective.
好，耶稣到了。
So Jesus arrived the town.
但是呢，不但是死了，而且死透了，已经四天了。
And not only Lazarus is dead, he's so dead, he's been dead for 4 days.
如果没有冰箱的话，他已经臭了。
So if there's no refrigerator, his body starts to stink so badly.
好，差不多离开有六里路的距离。
So it's about 2 miles away from Jerusalem.
那时候有亲戚朋友来慰问这一家。
So at the time, many relatives came to this family and started to give condolence.
他们都知道耶稣来了。
They all knew that Jesus is about to come.
在村子的门口。
So they, some of them went to the entrance of the village.
但是这一家的两个姐姐，他们这两个姐姐呢 ，personality 是不一样的。
However, these two sisters in this very family, they have very distinguished personality.
有一个是主动行动派的。
And one is very outgoing, expressive.
另外一个可能比较很多内心戏。
And the other one is kind of an inward type of person.
那这个马大啊，我不知道他们在中国就他们是都姓马啊。马大就赶快跑到耶稣那边去迎接他。
So Martha ran to Jesus.
然后这个玛利亚就在坐在家里。
And yet Mary stayed home.
我们也无所谓对错啊。
Oh, it doesn't matter either person is right or wrong.
好，我们来看一下第一个 encounter 一个来迎接耶稣的这个大姐。
So let us see the very first encounter of the sister, which is the older sister Martha.
她说：“主啊，你若早在那个时候呢，我知道我兄弟一定不死，因为他看过耶稣什么事情再可怕、再绝症、再不能挽回的事情，只要耶稣在场，一定没问题。”
Martha said to Jesus, Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died, for she has witnessed how Jesus healed others, and there's no one not being healed by Jesus ever before.
但是就算是现在,
and however, now is the time,
就算是你现在来晚了,
even now you are here, in your presence,
我知道你还是很全能的。
Even now, I know you have mighty power.
哇，这个信心也是棒。
Then we can tell she really have a great faith in Jesus.
没有说，你来晚了。
And she didn't say to Jesus, "You're too late."
啊，耶稣听了也不错啊，他觉得。
And Jesus did not object her saying.
他说，哎，我跟你讲，你的弟弟会复活的。
And Jesus said to her, "Your brother will rise again."
哎，这个可是这个马大，他的回应，哎，奇怪，又好像跳到一个不可知的遥远的未来。
And all of a sudden, Martha's point of view was jumping to a very fuzzy idea about the future.
哦，我知道了，等到那个全世界都完蛋了。那个上海话叫做瓦特了，就是整个都没了的时候，那有一天他会起来的。
Then Martha said, "Oh yes, I understand. When the doomsday, when everything finished, then I know that day he will rise again."
所以这个马大一口气讲的超时空的这个看法。
So Martha has said the words past his her time frame and through dimensions and go through ages.
那个时空就在几天以前，你在的话，他一定好。
And Martha was saying, if you came a few days earlier, my brother will surely be well.
你现在在的话，你还是非常厉害的。
And now, if you are here, I know you are still very great.
但是论到复活的话
，And however, regarding to resurrection,
那在遥远的未来，有一天大概会成功。
And then, sometime in the future, it may happen.
不知道我们的信心程度到底是属于哪一种。
I wonder where our faith stand in this scale.
有的人根本就不相信耶稣曾经做过这些事。
And some people didn't even believe that Jesus has performed this before.
Miracles.
Has done any miracle in the past.
有的人是相信过去，但是不相信现在。
And some people believe this only happened in the past. They don't believe any miracle will happen today.
有一些很多的基督徒是相信这样的。
And yet a lot of Christians believe something like this.
特别是在欧美这一个时代的基督徒多半相信是这样。
Especially in the Western Christians believe something like this.
在遥远的两千年前，耶稣行作神迹。
About 2,000 years ago, that Jesus indeed had to perform miracles.
在遥远的未来，那个整个世界谁也搞不清楚的时候，上帝会统管万有。
And in the far future, one day Jesus will govern the entire universe.
但是至于现在。
However, at the present time,
神学上我也不敢否认现在上帝是大。
I won't deny that Jesus is mighty in my theology understanding.
但是至于论到我的生活，我还是想办法自己拯救。
And however, regarding to my own life, I need to depend on myself and rescue myself.
耶稣也知道我们的困难。
And Jesus knew and understand our difficulty.
耶稣知道。
Jesus knows.
他必须要让马大、玛利亚他们经历真实的他说的是什么。
They need, he needs, this family, Mary and Martha, to go through this experience in order for them to understand what he was talking about.
很多圣经上面的话。
That many words from the scripture.
我们把它当作道德，当作叙述的话。
And a lot of time we treat them as our moral standards and feeling they are just describing a story.
我们不敢去否定他对，不敢否定他，他的正确性。
We won't dare to deny its accuracy.
但是我们心里面有一个说 ，maybe one time, long, long time. 很离我非常遥远。
And yet we have something in our mind thinking this will happen, has a very distance away from me and my life.
我不敢相信它可以发生在 now.
I won't dare to believe this miracle could happen in my life at this very moment.
而且在我的生命中间会出现。
I don't believe it will appear in my life.
连耶稣那个时候的人，你看他信起来都有他的困难。
Even people at Jesus' time, they even have difficulties of accepting Jesus' word.
耶稣当然知道我们每一个人肚子里面的信心有多少。
Of course, Jesus understands how much faith we have.
他就是跟马大说。
And therefore, Jesus said to Martha,
复活在我。
I'm the resurrection.
生命也在我。
And the life.
信我的人虽然死了，也必复活。
The one who believes in me will live, even though they die.
凡活着信我的人必永远不死。
And whoever lives by believing in me will never die.
这就是他要告诉他的。
And this is the thing he would like to tell Martha.
只是他再加一句话。
And yet, Jesus adds a few more words after.
你信这话吗？
Do you believe this?
我们圣经上面有很多的经文。
There are so many verses in the scripture.
我们可以查经。
Oh, of course, we can do Bible study.
我们可以在这边听讲道。
We can listen to sermons.
只是耶稣说 ，Do you believe this?
And yet Jesus will ask, Do you believe this?
哇，这个是话不简单。
And this is difficult.
这马大说了一个非常奥妙的话。
And Martha said a very profound word.
其实我相信她不知道她在说什么。
And actually, I believe she didn't really know what she was talking about.
这是一种启示。
Because this is a revelation.
她说这句话是非常对的。
Because she said something right on.
其实我们很多人有的时候说出一些话是很对的。
A lot of time we say something that which is very true.
然后这对到什么样的程度自己都不知道。
And so accurate to a point we didn't even know we are right.
其实是上帝那个时候借着他向我们普世人说的 我知道你是基督，是神的儿子，是要临到这世界上。
Actually, God was using Martha to utter a word, a revelation from above.
因为同时间呢，在那个时代也有另外一个人，另外一个人傻乎乎他说了一句话，结果他说的非常对。耶稣说：“哇，你说这 good good。”
And actually, at the time, there was a person who was not really smart, and he also say a word, and Jesus replied, say, "Hey, you have said something very true."
就是马太福音，耶稣问门徒说：“哎，你们觉得我是谁啊？”
And this was recorded in Matthew chapter 16 when Jesus asked his disciples, "Say, who do you think I am?"
他说：“哎，你们觉得我是谁？”
So Jesus asked you, "Who do you think I am?"
Robert, 我问你们，我说，哎，你说是叫你哥哥叫周一方牧师。
So if I ask a question, "Who do you think I am?" and you may reply, "Well, I know you. You are George's brother."
我如果在这边已经跟你们生活两三年，我再问，哎，你们说我是谁？那就不有病。谁不知道你是谁？
And if I have lived here two or three years, if I ask this question, there must be something wrong with you. You must be out of your mind. Of course, we know who you are.
那耶稣就讲说，哎，你们说，他先问他们说，哎，你们知道现在 Pokipsi 怎么说我？还有那个 Slushin 怎么说？他们说啊，有人说你，那你们怎么说我 ？Pokipsi 啊，说啊，你是。然后彼得就说，你是基督，是永生神的儿子。
It is like this. Jesus say, "Ask you guys, who do you think I am?" First, he asked, "Do you know how the Dutchess County or Pokipsi judge me? Who think I am, or the people in Flushing think who I am?" Then Jesus turn around and ask you, "Now, what do you think who I am?"
那彼得就说，你是基督，是永生神的儿子。然后耶稣说 ，Wonderful， 他说
，And then Simon Peter just answered, "You are Messiah, the Son of Living God." Then Jesus, "Wow, you are wonderful."
但是
good answer，
他说耶稣说傻孩子，其实那个不是你讲出来的，你知道吗
？And Jesus kind of also say, "Well, foolish child, do you know actually you didn't say that yourself?"
你知道吗？刚才是天父指示你说出我是谁的呢。
Do you know that it is God the Father who made the revelation in you and inspire you to utter this word?
你知道，有的时候在教会里面，有些人发生一些事情，有另外一个人跟他说一句话，他后来觉得很有道理啊。
And do you know there are sometimes in church families something happened to someone and other people will come to him or her say something and all of a sudden it became a great revelation.
然后你说哇，你讲的很好有道理啊。
And you may reply, say, "Wow, you really say."Very well.
那个人自己也说，哎，奇怪，怎么是他还有蛮有道理的。
And the person kind of scratch her head, say, "Really? What did I say?"
这是上帝在我们中间的奥妙。
Because this is a mystery that actually God lives in our midst.
不过马大说了话就赶快就走了，他随便丢下一句话的。
So after Martha threw this word and she turned around and went away.
耶稣要称赞他都来不及，他赶快走吧，赶快吧。
And Jesus didn't have the time to praise her.
因为他行动派的，赶快他说，哎，他说那个夫子来了，就叫你啊。
Because this person rushes all the time, and she rushed back home and tell her sister, say, "Hey, the teacher is here."
啊，你看这个有的人比较内向，动作很慢。叫他好像请他一样，这个玛利亚就好吧，好，现在出去了，来这个看耶稣了。
And for some person who is introverted, has been very slow. So now say, "Well, if the teacher is here asking for me, then I will go."
好，他走了以后，其他人哇那个，然后闹哄哄的，觉得哎，他们大概要去死墓了，他们就跟着他去了。
And once she took off, everyone else thought they are about to go to the tomb, and therefore everyone followed her.
好，看到耶稣了，玛利亚就拜他。
And once Mary saw Jesus, Mary bowed down to Jesus.
第一句话
，the very first word，
这个妹妹的第一句话
，the very first word out of Mary。
跟她姐姐碰到耶稣的第一句话是一样的。
It's exactly the same what Martha said.
你老人家为什么到现在才来啊
？Lord, if you had been here,
你早在这里就不会死。
If you came earlier, nothing would happen. I'm crying.
我耶稣看见他哭。
And now Jesus saw she was weeping.
哦，产生一个群众效应。
And it become a mob mentality.
哇，这旁边的那个老中也哭。
And all others start crying.
耶稣就开始悲叹。
And Jesus sighed.
耶稣看见他哭。
Jesus saw her weeping.
耶稣就问说，你们把他放在哪里？
And Jesus say, where did you place him?
他说，那主你来看吧。
And Mary say, come and see, Lord.
然后就发生了全本圣经最短的一节，总共中文只有四个字。
And then the shortest verse in the entire Bible appeared.
英文里面更短，只有两个字。
It's only two words in English translation.
英文是 Jesus wept. 这够短。
Very short.
查回事。
So what happened?
这个两个姐妹看到耶稣的第一句话就说，主啊，你早在这里就不死了。
So the very first word uttered by these two sisters are the same. They say, if you had been here, my brother would not have died.
我有很多事情，我真的是觉得我想跟上帝讲，你老人家为什么事情还没发生，你为什么不让他就停下来，就你早一点跟我讲，我还有机会去预备啊。
And a lot of time, I feel the same in my life. Sometimes I say to God, why don't you just tell me earlier? We'll do something earlier so I can prepare.
不是你来晚了，是我生晚了。
It's not because you have done anything too slow. It's not, I just need to do it faster. I wish I could born earlier.
我如果两千年前活在你面前，我就抓着你就解决这个事情，为什么？
If I had lived 2,000 years earlier, then I'm able to just grab onto your clothes and cling to you.
都是奇怪，你看这个两姐妹跟耶稣说同样的话，耶稣跟他们的回话是不同的。
And it's very interesting that when both sisters say the same word to Jesus, and yet Jesus gave different responses.
马大说，你早在，他就不死。耶稣说，你。
When Martha said, if you had been here earlier, my brother would not have died. And Jesus said, your brother will not die, and he will live. And he will live. And also say to him, and also tell her about some theology. And Jesus said, I'm the resurrection and the life. The one who believes in me will live, even though they die. And whoever lives by believing in me will never die. Do you believe this?
耶稣留下了一个真理给他。
And Jesus left a truth for her to retain.
而且跟他讲了一大堆话。
And also say many words to her.
然后那个玛利亚跟他讲同样的话。
And yet Mary said the same words to Jesus.
耶稣一句话都没回答。
And Jesus didn't even reply a word.
耶稣只有这么说。
And Jesus only do this expression.
耶稣哭了。
Jesus wept.
我还真是不能明白。
I couldn't comprehend.
但是这就是我们的耶稣。
And however, this is Jesus, our Jesus.
耶稣哭了这么短的这一节呢，其实很多人尝试去了解怎么回事。
The verse is so short because it's so short. Many people try to understand.What had happened here?
他完这个故事，他从头到尾全部都知道。
Of course, Jesus knew the entire incident from beginning to the end way before happened.
他又是导演
，and he is the director.
他又是演员
，and he is the actor.
他又是旁白的
，and he is also the narrator.
他怎么不知道结局嘛
？Of course he know what the story is going to turn out to be.
他已经跟你讲，他没死。
He knew he's not, Lazarus is not dead.
他死了，我也可以把他叫起来。
Even though he has he's dead. He can wake him up.
他问人家你信不信呢
？And he even turned around and said, "Do you believe this?"
他们让他去看那个坟墓的时候
，And as people go and let him to see the tomb,
最后他哭了。
And now Jesus wept.
连医生，假设我去看病
，Imagine if I go see a physician.
我最近去看一个眼科医生。
Recently, I went to see an eye doctor.
那医生跟我讲
，And the doctor said to me,
他说你这个右眼很严重。
He said you have a very severe illness, on your right eye.
我听了就有点想哭了。
And at the time, I almost want to burst out tears.
但是你会不会去看了一个医生
？And however, would you see a doctor?
医生本来想医你
，that the physician intend to heal you.
但他看了你以后
，and however, when the physician after seeing you,
医生哭了
，the physician cried.
哦，这还得了啊
！And then this is horrible if physician cried.
但是耶稣为什么
？And yet we need to understand why Jesus cried.
他是完全的人
，because he is a fully human.
他完全能够因为爱的缘故知道这一群人的悲痛。
Because of his love, he has compassion and empathy to the people at that moment.
圣经上面让我们看见要与哀哭的人
同
哭，悲伤的人同哭。
According to the scripture, we need to be sorrowful for those people who are sorrowful.
我们有的人需要理性的回答。
Many of us may need to reply through our rational thinking.
我们也有很多人需要情感的支持跟认同。
At the same time, we also need emotional support by others.
有的时候就要告诉人家很坚定答案。
And sometimes we need to give a very firm and logical answer to another person.
我们需要知道 why， 也知道结局。
And we need to know why and how it's going to turn out to be.
有的时候我们不需要任何的言语。
And sometimes we don't need to say a word.
只要人能够体会我这个时候的处境。
As long as people can understand what I'm going through right now.
这句奇妙无比的话
，So this amazing word
的经文
，this amazing scripture。
那当时候围观的人就觉得可以体会到耶稣何等的爱这个拉撒路。
So the people around Jesus feel that Jesus really loved Lazarus.
Really、这个时候有人在讨论。
And now people start to discuss.
这是一个很聪明的推理。
And this is a very smart induction.
就是他看过耶稣行过这个事情，他举一可以反三。
That is, they have seen what Jesus has done before, and by principle, they can imagine what Jesus could do.
我们也需要这种的信心，就是当你看见、听见一些见证。并且在圣经里面就是说，如果他是这样的话，那他还有什么不行呢
？So at the same time, it can apply to us. If we can hear some with some testimony, then by principle, we can understand because what Jesus has done before. Is there anything else that Jesus couldn't do?
这个是一个正确对于上帝的期盼。
And this is a correct expectation we should have to God.
耶稣真是很奇妙，他心里面
truly amazing here.
心里面的心情很悲伤
，and though he's sorrowful inside，
他前面又说他很 happy，
and yet before he was saying he was happy，
那现在他又看他干嘛呢
？And now let's see what he's about to do。
哦，现在跑到坟墓了
，and now he is right before the tomb。
他说：“现在把那个坟墓门口大石头拿开。”
And Jesus said, "Well, take away the stone before the tomb."
医学上，我现在已经臭了。
According to medical understanding, the body is stinking now.
刚刚死一下下还来得及，也许他灰色地带你弄他一下，他会死。
If the person just died not too long, maybe you still have a chance because it's a gray area between life and death.
这时候耶稣说
，And now Jesus said，
这个时候说这句话是谁呢
And now let's see who said this word.
原来是那个马大。
Martha said.
那就是现在。
He said, even by this time.
没有什么事情你不能做了。
Even now you can do all things.
但他耶稣正要做了。
And now Jesus is about to perform something.
跟马大说 don't bother.
And immediately Martha responded, say, hey, don't bother now.
耶稣就跟他说了。
And then Jesus said,
我不是跟你说过了吗？
Did I not tell you?
我们的信心就是这样。
It is our, like our faith.
我们读过一些经文。
We have read some Bible.
真的要做事情的时候。
And when the situation comes,
那我们说 don't bother.
And all of a sudden we say, don't bother.
已经来不及了。
It's too late.
这是不可能。
It's impossible.
那我们说，某某弟兄、某某姐妹，我们上个礼拜不是查过这段圣经吗？
Then people will say, well, dear brother or sister, haven't we had the Bible study last week about this?
其实我们的信仰里面有很多的落差，有很多的矛盾。
And actually, there's a lot of conflict in our faith.
这也难。
It is understandable.
耶稣说，我不是跟你说过了吗？
Jesus said, did I not tell you?
你若信必看见神的荣耀吗？
If you believe, you will see the glory of God.
等一下，我有机会，万一还有一点时间，我跟你们讲这个有关这句话的真实的，我所经历过的见证。
If I have time, maybe I will share with you a very testimony about this very word.
所以耶稣就说，把石头拿开。
And Jesus said to them, roll away the stone.
然后他开始进入另外一种的 dimension.
Then Jesus went into another dimension.
是一个 public 的跟天父的沟通。
It is a public arena that he is having communication with God the Father.
他说，我俩从来都不分开的。
And he said, Father, we have never been apart.
待会儿我们要做的事呢？也不是为你，也不是为我，实在是为他们。
The thing we are about to perform is not for you, it's not for me, but for the people here.
叫他们可以相信，我确实是你差来到这世界上。
So they may believe that you sent me.
天底下任何的宗教。
That any religions in this world,
佛教、道教、什么一贯道、什么中古今中外，从来没有一个教主敢 openly, publicly 说，你们等一下看，看完你们就知道我是谁。
There is no founder of the religion throughout human history can boldly declare before people say, I'm going to perform something and I'm going to ask you to be the witness now.
就简单几句话。
Simple word said by Jesus here.
Lazarus, 出来。
Come out.
他不讲拉撒路的话。
If he didn't say Lazarus,
说不定一大堆人会跑出来。
It's very possible many people will come out. So Jesus called the name.
叫你来。
Lazarus, I'm calling you.
什么事啊？
What's happening? Come out. And the dead people rise. And yet there is something that he couldn't do himself. He was wrapped. So he came out. And he asked other people around him, say, just unwrap him.
Walk.
And ask him to walk.
So, Jesus, 他没那么多啰嗦。
So Jesus didn't really have a lot of procedures to do.
他对这个宇宙来说是很简单的。
The universe to him is a simple deal to deal with.
他说有。
Whenever he said, let it be,
那就说有就有。
And things will happen.
命立就立。
And he called by his word.
当然我今天要跟大家分享。
And however, the thing I'm about to share with you.
是这个复活以后又发生什么事啊？
What happened after resurrection?
这个复活这个历史事实写在圣经里面的，你知道全宇宙的人对这个事情众说纷纭，不见得，就算有人亲眼看见，
Those resurrection is a historical fact, even though it has been spread around the world or to the town, and yet people will have a different reaction to this fact.
因为在这个事件完了以后，这第十一章完以后，马上就到这个第十二章，然后耶稣又来到这个伯大尼，就来到拉撒路复活的地方，那个没多久啊。
So right after this, Jesus came back to the town of Bethany, which is just a few days after.
就好像这边有高中有人已经死了几天，然后呢，在 funeral 中间有一个牧师叫他从死里复活，你知道 Poughkeepsie 会变成大新闻的。
Can you imagine if a high schooler died in the funeral, a pastor rises person up, it will become a big news in the town, isn't it?
然后那个过了一个礼拜，那个牧师又来了，那个时候的群众更加踊跃。
Can you imagine then this pastor returned back to the town a week after? There must be a lot of crowd try to see this person.
Why?
为什么
Why?
这就是第九节说的。
So verse 9 in chapter 12 tells us.
他说那个时候后来的新闻一直发生的时候，他们知道耶稣又来了。
Because after this news, people start to know that Jesus came back.
他不但是要看耶稣，还要看那个死里复活的拉撒路啊。
They only not want to go to the town to see Jesus, they also want to see Lazarus.
有人很想去看那个木乃伊。
And just like many people would like to see mummy.
然后有人喜欢看中国的兵马俑。
And some people would like to see the tomb soldier from China.
那如果有这个木乃伊或者兵马俑现在活了，那这不是游客不更多了吗
？Can you imagine if mummy or those tomb soldier came to alive? What impact will it bring?
这是很正常。
This is normal. People will get excited. This is normal.
但是有另外一群人，这个可妙了。
And however, there is another type of person. They have a very interesting reaction.
他们希望。不但他原本就打算要把耶稣给杀了
，for they intend to kill Jesus originally。
现在他觉得这一定要 package deal， 这要他连他做事情的复活的见证的拉撒路一起给杀了。
Now they want to make this into a package deal. They want to kill Lazarus, who Jesus has made him alive.
因为他们有他的 reason。
Because they have a reasoning in their mind.
他说如果这个拉撒路再活下去，那么大家岂不都信了耶稣吗？
Because they say if we continue Lazarus to live, then everyone will turn to Jesus.
有一些国家他一定要除掉基督徒，不能让基督徒发展这么厉害。
Some countries, they want to eliminate Christians. They don't want to see the development of Christians.
但是如果他们在发生很多见证，他们在发生神迹，这一下我们国家的岂不都变成基督教国家了吗
？If they continue to manifest their testimonies and show miracles, then the entire country will turn into a Christian nation.
你知道他要杀谁
？Do you know whom they really want to kill？
他要杀死那个。已经死过又活过来的拉撒路。
They want to kill Lazarus who was dead and now alive.
我觉得他的逻辑上有问题。
I think they really have a logical error here.
他已经在假设一个人已经被枪毙，已经埋了四天了。
Because they assume the person has been had gunshot to death and has been dead for 4 days.
哦，已经活过来了。
And now this person is alive.
然后我们说，我们还是再打他一枪。
And they think that let's shoot him again.
你不怕吗？你脑子有问题吗
？Aren't you afraid? Do you have problem with your mind?
然后还要杀一个把他从死里复活的，你杀得死他吗
？And then they think they can kill another person who made this person alive. Can you truly kill this person?
老兄，你不想活了
？Then I need to ask, do you want to live really?And this is the age we are living in, actually.
并不去 问这个事情是真的，当然对他们说当然是真的，他们因为拉撒路活了，他们知道这是，你知道很多人并不想，只是知道真的，他只是心里面打定主意我不要信。
And actually, they know this is true, and yet they have already set their mind and say, I don't want to believe. Lastly,
其实
actually,
在约翰福音第五章
Chapter 5 of the same Gospel of John.
耶稣自己说
that Jesus, he himself said,
他说到了一个时候
he said, the time will come,
所有在坟墓里的
that all who died,
这个 apply to every one of us, 这个是跟我们每一个人都相关的
which apply to every one of us right here, which is very relevant to us.
你会听见耶稣的声音。
We will hear the voice of Jesus at the time.
他说，也一样。
Same word.
Robert.
He will say, Robert.
出来。
Come out.
出来。
Then I will come out.
有另外的人。
And also another group.
他不信上帝的。
They don't believe God.
他叫某某某。
And then Jesus may call his name.
也许叫朱大飞。
And maybe his name is Mr. Zhu.
朱大飞出来。
And Mr. Zhu, come out.
他说大家都出来。
Then everyone came out. Come out.
但是出来以后情况不同啊。
And however, once when people come out, they are going to face different consequences.
耶稣说。
And Jesus said.
行善的复活得生
What is good will rise to live
作恶的复活定罪
And those who have done what is evil will rise to be condemned
原来我们每一个人都的灵魂到后来都会被耶稣叫醒
So at the end the spirit of all of us will one day be awakened by Jesus
复活之后并不是大家都在庆祝
There won't be a celebration for everyone when they come alive. Lazarus came back alive.
这个过程在中间的七上八下。
In the midst of this process, that everyone was full of anxiety.
七嘴八舌。
They discussed different theories.
最后他复活了。
At the end, Lazarus came alive.
这些事情仍然没有得到一致的回应。
And yet, they didn't have a consistent response because of this.
有人会因着这个缘故更加的来信。
Some people will have a greater faith in believing Jesus.
有人打定主意就是要除灭这个信。
And yet, there are people who have set their mind to destroy this faith.
其实你活着，不管你做什么决定，你我有一天按照耶稣说的，那个灵魂都要复活一次。
And actually, no matter what decision we are making, at the end, all of us, according to Jesus' word, our spirit will come alive.
只是在起来的状况之下，还有产生一个永恒里面截然不同的结局。
And yet. In eternity, we will face two different consequences.
所谓行善行恶，倒不是我们这一生中所作为按照一般的道德水平来做判断。
Those who have done what is good will rise to live. Doesn't mean that whatever we do according to our human moral standard.The good deeds we have done on this earth.
而是按照我们对于这个救恩的反应。
But rather our response to this salvation.
承认自己是个罪人的反而得生。
Confess, whoever confess, they are sinners, and yet they will receive life.
需要救恩的反而得生。
Whoever needs salvation will get salvation.
有一个对上帝不相信的恶心的人。
And yet whoever have evil heart and rebel to deny God,
就算是有人死人复活在你面前出现，
even someone come to a life right before your very eyes,
我知道也有的人打死他，他都不信。
I know some people, even they have seen it, they refuse to believe it.
打死他都不信。
Even to a point of death, they refuse to believe it.
所以耶稣就让他死。
And there, and Jesus will comply to their wish.
只是他还要再起来一次，那个时候才真的要命。
And however, the worst consequence is that their spirit will once become alive, and they will face the eternal consequence.
所以今天跟大家分享是。同样一个复活的事实很震撼，但是人的反应仍然何等不同。
So today I would like to share with you the same dramatic and amazing resurrection bring forth two different responses.
让我们把这段圣经再举一下。
马大对耶稣说，主啊，你若早在这里，我兄弟必不死。就是现
念一下好了，我们一起来念一下。耶稣
，So that's say the word.
马大对耶稣说：“主啊，你若早在这里，我兄弟必不死。就是现在，我也知道，你无论向神求什么，神也必赐给你。”耶稣说：“你兄弟必然复活。”马大说。我知道在末日复活的时候他必复活。耶稣对他说，复活在我。
有一位我们受我们全体敬重的上帝的仆人格里汉牧师。
A very respectable servant of all of us. His name is Billy Graham. His name is Billy Graham.
他在几个月前过世，享年九十岁。
He passed away a few months ago. He was 90 years old.
他留下一句话给我们大家。
He left a word for all of us.
他说，有一天你会读到或者听到说，格里汉或者葛培里死了。他说，你一点都不要相信。
Someday you will read or hear that Billy Graham is dead. Don't you believe a word of it?
我将活得比现在更真。
I shall be more alive than I am now.
我只是换了地址。
I still just have changed my address.
我现在
I will just have changed my address.
因为我现在到了神的面前。
I will have gone into the presence of God.Of God, Billy Graham. Let's pray together.
天父，我们来到你面前，愿你自己是你儿子复活的大能，如今使我们的心灵活过来。
Heavenly Father, we come before you, the mighty God. May you resurrect our spirit.
主，你触摸我们每一位。
May you touch every single one of us.
让我们全心知道你奇妙掌管生命。
So that we know that you truly have hold of our life and control our life.
知道我们每一个人都有盼望。
So that we have hope.
你既给我们真理。
Not only you have given us the
truth. 你也在情感上跟我们认同。
That you also empathize us and understand our feelings.
你也在公义上面到了复活的时候有一个公平的判断。
According to your righteousness, when we resurrect, you will judge us justly.
我们信心不足，求主加添。
And Lord, though we have little faith, may you increase our faith.
你使我们能够相信。
So that we may believe.
谢谢主。
Thank you, Lord.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen. Amen.